basically, work on yourself. Don't mask how you're feeling. Don't get under somebody to get over somebody. Because eventually, it's going to show that you still have feelings. The other person is going to go and heal and move on. Mm-hmm. And you're still going to be down in the dumps, mm-hmm. acting like you've moved on. Mm-hmm. When you ain't. You're going to see them in the club by the bar and start barging them. Instead of having a good time. That's my advice. Should we go to the next dilemma?
We hope that helps.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 185 of the Two Twos podcast. I am Nana.
And I am Ro.
And together we are
Two Twos.
So far, to the world and back.
Nobody has seen me wear glasses before, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
On this podcast, and I can't see a damn thing. But I thought I'd wear glasses today because I'm going to be out all night.
Same, that's why I wore my glasses.
Yeah,
well. Because contact lenses tonight. Mm-hmm.
To do contact lenses tonight. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. I had a shower before coming on, so I feel really clean.
Are you really fresh, clean?
Really fresh, mm-hmm. extra refresh. Mm-hmm. I did cream my legs though, but it's fine.
I mean, I never do that.
Yeah.
I only shave my legs in the summertime.
I haven't shaved my legs since like 2015 or
so. Your hair doesn't grow.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm done. Do you know what? I'm good. I'm in much better spirits than I was last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling much better. The sun's out, guys. It's spring.
It's spring.
The spring is springing. Mm-hmm. This weekend's supposed to be very, very hot, so I'm looking forward to being
outside. I hope so. I want to wear some shorts this weekend. I'm going out for roast on Sunday.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the roast place. It looks so nice.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Where is it? Do you know? I'll be looking at some roast places.
I think some in West, I think.
Okay.
There's one in Wandsworth.
Alma. I think it's
Wandsworth.
That looks nice.
What? It's nice. It's fully booked up until like
what?
August, September. Nothing.
I just what?
Yes. Nothing.
I saw a TikTok literally just yesterday or the day before, and I was like, I need to go to that place.
No, I've been looking, trying to get that booking. That's why we're going to another roast because we can't get that one. But and then it was like we should go during the week.
Mm.
They don't have the Sunday roast during the week. It's different menu during the week, so we need that Sunday roast.
I need that Alma. It's called the Alma.
Mm-hmm.
The one's worth
it. Slaps.
I need that. I need that.
It looks like it slaps.
Yeah, it looks good. And it looks like is affordable as well. Like
Yeah.
You get one big, and it's, I think it's one big roast, yeah, for £100 between four people. That's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
We went for a roast that time. That was really nice.
That was
mint sauce.
I said we need to go that one as well.
That mint sauce?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
But that's nice, yeah. We are looking forward to the sun shining, being outside a little bit, being on the pavement. Me being on the pavement a little bit.
I'm kind of off the streets, guys.
She's not even on the pavement.
I'm not really on the pavement anymore.
You know before you go into the house, like the little porch bit.
Yeah,
she's
on the porch.
On that porch.
Yeah, I'm on the porch.
She's on the porch.
Even when the studies love you, saw me on the porch.
Yeah. I miss Studsy Love. Shout out to OG Quartz.
Yes.
I missed it because I wasn't feeling up to it, but it looked amazing. It looked lit. It looked great vibes.
Do you know what? Courtney did the right thing. Mm. Do you know when we used to go to queer events back in the day, yeah? And it just gives you that extra boost of like, just something.
Yeah.
You just feel extra good after being around the queers.
Yeah.
I haven't felt that feeling for a long time. Even though we're around the queers, I haven't felt that feeling for a long time. And I would say, I feel like that's having good this week. Because Studsy's Love just was a very good like, reset. It was good vibes. Mm-hmm. Even the people that I don't like, the ops.
There was a lot of ops there.
And they were there. But it was still good. One of them tried to barge me though. But...
You can't barge. Can you barge roll?
You can't barge me.
Mm?
I'm a bit thick. You can't barge me.
With her muscles. Can you barge her?
You can't barge me, guys. So she tried, but she didn't get anywhere. But kind of thing. Two people tried to barge me, didn't get anywhere. And but it was good vibes.
Yeah.
It was good vibes, you know. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. I was in my own bubble.
I heard about that. But it's definitely the place to be doing all of that.
Mm.
I will be at the next one.
Courtney, 100%. When is the next one?
When's the next one? Let us know so we can let our people know.
Summertime it can run, I think.
Absolutely.
Sometimes with events, if you do too many, it's like, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah.
But if you let people miss it, mm-hmm. every single one can slap.
It's true. Absolutely. Yeah. But in saying that, what you just said just now, knowing that we've agreed to do one event
a month. For
the rest of the year.
We have a variety that works for us. One of them's going to be Guys, Birmingham, watch this space. We're coming out to Birmingham to put in an event.
We are. We are. Indeed. Indeed.
So that's like, do you know what I mean? That's in another city. When there's a live show, we have variety. It's for different audiences, I feel like. I feel like if we have, we're going to have 2 day parties and a brunch and then the Birmingham one.
Yeah.
A Halloween party in the nighttime. It's variety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's variety. So yeah, we guys, our events are coming back. I know you people have been asking for it. You have been in our DMs and we're bringing it to you. We're coming back, baby.
Different DJs.
Yep. Different DJ lineups. Different vibes, man. We're going to create something special for you guys. Experiences.
Yeah. I feel a lot of the queer events rotate the queer DJs.
Yeah.
And if that works for them, then it works for them. But for me, I just want it to be a completely different experience. I don't want to... I don't want us to have like DJs that everyone else has.
Yeah.
Because then what is the difference?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So.
Or the same ones at for every event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want variety.
We want variety. Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited about our first event, which is on the 19th of May, which is a Sunday. It's going to be a brunch and a party. And obviously like tickets, flyers, nothing's out. No details are out yet.
If it's soon reach. This is an exclusive
for y'all. Yeah, this is exclusive for you guys. So just get ready. Make sure you put some money to the side for this event because you don't want to miss it, guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, our last brunch was...
It popped off. If it was at our last brunch and it popped, the next one's going to be even better.
Yeah. Mate? Yeah, next one's going to be better. So yeah, so watch the space, guys. Follow @wearever_. Are we going to post on that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Follow Tutu's podcasts on Instagram. We're going to be posting on that too.
I really felt like a directory for queer events in the past week or so. Everyone's been asking me to share their events and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People and do that. They DM us.
And do you know what? To be honest, I don't mind sharing people's events and stuff. But I think I share events that I
that you would go to.
That I would go to.
Yeah.
I don't share things I wouldn't go to.
Yeah.
I don't share things with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
But we're not a directory.
You were not a directory. The scene is a directory.
Yeah. So
go
if
to
you
the scene.
Go to the scene.
And that's the all events, aren't they?
Yeah. I think it's TheHeeCene.
It's Courtney's. Go on Audrey Court's page.
Yeah.
In the bio.
You'll find it. Because yeah, we're not a directory. Yeah. You did the not gonna lie thing the other day. The anonymous ask questions. Not gonna lie. If you know, you know. Yeah, that was a lot.
It was a lot, guys. The thing about this anonymous thing that people like to do, I always said to the group chat, no one moves to me. I'll be in the group chat.
Yeah, so why do you say that? It's really annoying because the last time you said that, it kind of irritated me because I was thinking, that's a fucking lie. But
who moves to me?
Who moves to me? It's the same. What? It's the same thing.
I just
thing.
Feel like, no disrespect, but anyone who moves to me is not people who I would pursue myself.
Right.
And that's from the from age, maybe. Young people love to move. And it's the age thing. It's like some type. People are just not really my type. Some people don't live anywhere near me. And I'm not doing long distance again. I've done it again.
You did New York.
Yeah, I did New York. I'm not doing it again. I just feel like the vibe is not there. And one thing about me, when I meet somebody, there needs to be an immediate like
when you know, attraction. You know.
Yeah.
When you know, you know. Like,
there needs to be an intensity from when
from
I meet
jump,
you.
From jump. From when I first lay my eyes on you. And this is what I was saying to like one of our friends, shout out Ronaldo, Ray Styles. Mm-hmm. He was just like, so what is it like? And like, what is it when you meet a girl? I'm just like, when I see them, I know. Mm-hmm. Like when my eyes cross them, I know. It's like when I go to the shop and I'm like obviously shopping for clothes and I see something that I really like, I know that I like it and I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah.
But if I'm umming and ahhing, it means I don't want it.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nah.
So that's what I'm saying. I think it's the same for all of us, like where when someone moves to us, it's not usually our type. They're not usually our type.
They're not usually, there's no intensity. The thing about me as well, I am someone who really is drawn to sexual attention and to sexual attraction. If you've got a sexual energy about you, it doesn't mean you are a sexy person. It's an energy thing. So there's some people that I've been with that some people might not get it. Like, why is she with that person? They might not necessarily, maybe won't put us together physically.
But you connect sexually.
But we connect on an energy level.
Yeah, on an energy level.
That draws me in it. And like, if you're also someone who I'm also physically attracted to as well, double whammy.
No,
let's go for it.
I feel you. For me, it's an energy. And I always know. And I feel like, why aren't people doing the same thing? Because they just see someone that's physically attractive to them. And they're just like, okay, let me just go for it. But especially if you've already met this person, and it's reciprocal. Like, you know, like, it's a give and take. Like, he's a boss, it's a Why aren't we looking for that? Why isn't everybody looking for that? Because that's what I'm looking for. And that's why when I say, oh, like, I haven't met someone that I really like, that's really, like, drapes me. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's like a mutual, you know, connection, physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, all of that. So, yeah, I get it, man. I get it. And stop moving to people, I'm not going to lie. It's sourceless.
It's so sourceless.
Don't do that.
I got to rate one person, though. She said, I'm going to save my chest that I want to lips you. But she responded to the not going to lie, not to the actual... She didn't go in the box. She responded to my story when I posted it. And she was like, I'm going to save my chest. I want to lips you.
Good.
And I respect that.
I respect it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Even if she don't want to lips you back, I respect it.
I respect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just didn't want to say on that one.
Yeah. I respect it. Stop moving to people, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Please. Because it's just do it with your chest. Yeah. And if it doesn't bang, it doesn't bang.
It's so mad. When people post not gonna lie, I never put it. Obviously you guys, I might put stupid things in there. But to strangers, not to other people that I know, I don't
do that.
I don't put questions in people's not gonna lies.
No.
I don't think that I'm curious, whatever I'm curious about, I can ask.
With chest. Like,
there's nothing that I can't. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it was fun, guys. You kept me company that day. I was bored, and I did keep me company. You know, I did get in a bit of trouble, but we move.
I do hate, not gonna lie, but you might catch me doing when I'm very, like, if I'm on holiday or something, and it's like a very, like, chill day. That's when you might catch me doing it, but it's not for me, boy. Or if you need to know something about me, ask me in chest. And also, I've been getting this, like, oh, you're mysterious quite often, like, and I don't like it.
The thing is, I guess you are quite mysterious, though.
But, yeah, okay, fine. And it's because, but I'm an open book, number one. I'm very, very open. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to have a chat, I'm there to have a chat, whatever. Is it because I don't talk about my business? People don't know what's going on with me, that they think that that's mystery?
I think it's a combination of things. I think when they see you out, they see you, like, being smooth with your sunglasses on. So that's one thing. Smooth. And they wouldn't know what's behind the smooth with the sunglasses. I think that also maybe you might say things, but you might talk around it in public, but you don't give the specific details. Mm-hmm. So people want specific details. They want
fucking
to know more.
Business.
Yeah,
like, people want your business
more. Wow. So I think that's what it is, like, the mystery and all that business. People are attracted to that.
Why? Yeah, I was just about to say that. Why are people attracted to mystery? I think it's weird.
You guys need to let us know where, because I'm not attracted to mystery. I want to know where I stand. I want to know what's in your mind. I want to know everything.
100%. Use the hashtag TT's podcast and let us know if you are attracted to mystery. Why are you attracted to mystery? I need to know. Because people, the girls seem to like it.
Girls love it.
Yeah, and they want to know. I mean, I guess that makes them want to know more, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it keeps them intrigued, I guess. But there's other ways to have to keep it being intrigued. Yeah. Or keep, like, the tension or
because
something.
Because my
like
thing is, like, once you get to know me, then are you just, like, bored because you've gotten...
Because now you've got the mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Just like,
I've got
the answers now.
I'm not that interesting. Yeah,
you got all the answers.
Yeah, it's true. One thing I wanted to speak with, not going to lie, they were asking about clothes, where we shop from. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about that because, like, I think for us masks, I don't know if there's a lot of options. Not like the girls have Old Poly, they have PLT and all this. I don't know the other things, you know, but they have a variety of boutiques and
Bad Society Club.
But, they use that too. I'm going to start shopping on that because I've been seeing some things that I like. But what,
Bad Society Club? That's for the girlies.
No, there's another one that I saw. Was it Bad Society?
Bad Society Club's for the baddies.
Okay, there's
that's what Jada Wade and them lot wear.
It's not. That's not what I'm going to be wearing. But there was one that I saw, but I can't remember what it's called. It's Suffolk Society, though. Nobriety.
One thing about me, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. One thing about me, there's got the ASOS, you got the Boohoo. I don't really
high Nobriety.
I've seen that one, on Instagram.
Yeah.
You got Boohoo. I don't shop on Boohoo, though.
Boohoo, man, the quality sucks. Like, if you shop there, fine. That's okay. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like Boohoo
after
is like,
two washes, that's it.
It's the equivalent of PLT, innit?
Yeah.
It's fast fashion.
Same company.
Yes, yeah, same company. It's a brother and sister company. It's fast fashion. The clothes are not quality and they don't last. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I guess is all right for the girlies because they're recycling.
They just want to wear it to the 1 hour. Yeah, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah. But it's not good for the environment.
No.
But I'm not no Boohoo. I remember I ordered £100 worth of Boohoo items and I sent all of it back.
I've ordered a few Boohoos before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's affordable.
But they look nice as well, you know?
They look so nice on the website. But when it comes, it don't fit the same way it fits on the website. Mm. I don't know if it's because we've got women bodies.
No.
But I don't have that issue with ASOS all the time.
I think it's the material they use. It's cheap.
It is the material.
Yeah.
And obviously Daily Paper. We chop in Daily Paper all the time. We love a Daily Paper chat. Someone asked me if I worked there. Somebody was like, do you work at the paper? A stranger in the street stopped me.
No.
Like, yeah, it was a stranger in the street. I was at a restaurant and he was the waiter. He was like, oh, do you work in Daily Paper?
Why is that a question? Why?
I was like, no, why? He was like, because my trousers were Daily Paper, my top was Daily Paper.
Yeah.
Everything was Daily Paper. Fit, innit? Basically, my jumper was Daily Paper. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize I was wearing Daily Paper. But no.
Maybe he's thinking, oh, rah, like Daily Paper's not cheap.
Yeah.
It's not the most expensive. You know.
I think out of designers, it's an affordable designer.
Yeah, it's an affordable designer. Yeah. But he's been thinking head to toe in Daily Paper, you must be getting freebies.
No, I pay for this shit. Daily Paper needs to sponsor me.
Sponsor us because we actually do wear quite a lot of Daily Paper. Mm-hmm. I've got quite a lot of Daily Paper items. So you guys should be sponsoring us. You know, you not should be letting us do ads and even modelling in your clothes.
We can sit here in a t-shirt all day, every day.
Yeah, let's be modelling.
That's what we wear anyway.
Let's be modelling in the clothes. But yeah, that's a fave.
What other shop? I buy t-shirts from something, a place called Annie Hood.
Let me look at that.
And you could have,
because you said the quality is good.
Quality is good. Quality of t-shirts. I'm not gonna lie, I was buying the sale though.
Fair.
Because I think the t-shirts are like £50
for one t-shirt.
Yeah, but when it goes on sale, it goes down to like £15-20. So okay. Get them in the sale.
Yeah.
Cool. And they got good jumpers as well. I don't think I've got their jumper though. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. You know.
Yeah, I think ASOS mainly, and obviously then ASOS, they've got like other stores and ASOS.
Like Top Man.
Yeah,
I get Top Man things.
Yeah, they've got Top Man and like other things in ASOS, but mostly just ASOS because it's easy.
Mm.
And these days, do we go out to the shop to do shopping?
No, whenever I do go to the shops, I don't find anything.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't find anything.
But one thing I will say though, because I've got Nyash, River Island bottoms are good for you want something from there. But I haven't bought many things from there recently because I'm losing a bit of weight, so ASOS bottoms fit me now. But
yeah,
River Island, if you've got Nyash and ties, River Island is a good one. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always look nice.
That's the thing. I feel like River Island cuts, their clothes are weirdly cut.
I'm gonna say something, yeah. And I hope it's not offensive. And like, if it's offensive, cut it out. Yeah, but bring up River Island clothes.
It's white people.
That's what I feel like. It's what Polish men wear. It's for Polish men.
I don't know if it's like, but that's
the blue ink.
But the clothes, yeah. But the clothes are that was given nice. Polish. The clothes are nice. Don't get me wrong.
They are nice.
They are nice, but it's just weird. I can't explain it.
Love it. The Polish man them love it. Like it's like blue ink. The Eastern Europeans love a blue ink. Yeah. But it's gone now. But
yeah. It's the equivalent.
And there's another demographic that like River Island, but I ain't gonna tell you what the demographic is.
I'm done. Bershka, I used to shop in Bershka, but I've stopped shopping there.
But recently, childish now.
Yeah, it got the childish. But I bought their jeans though. Their jeans are quite like, their jeans are nice. They're kind of like
the same company as Zara.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, Inditex, I think, is under Zara. So they're still good quality.
Yeah, it's very good
quality. I shop in Zara, as you.
Zara.
Yeah, I do shop in
Zara.
But not really their bottoms because they don't fit my Nyash.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's oversized, and my Shaka jeans are from Zara. But lately, I went in recently. There was nothing.
I went in. Remember what I was saying? I was uninspired, guys. I was so uninspired. It's just like, but there were so many things.
They got new things now, though, because the season's changed. Now it's spring season, so it's changed.
Right.
So they have new things now.
Yeah.
That was like 2 weeks ago. This week, they've got new things.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking us about where we shop. So there you go. There's where we shop.
Yeah.
People keep asking me about bras, where to get bras from. And
sports bras,
H&M. I said Nike and H&M, but the thing about Nike is that eventually the band gets loose, so H&M doesn't. H&M Nike.
When did I feel like I discovered it because I was looking for the thing about Nike,
the logo.
The logo. Yeah, so if you're wearing a fucking white vest,
yeah, you can see
that logo is gonna be shining through, boy. Like, and that's kind of, for me, that's a bit tacky. Like, it's a bit like that's improper. My mom would call that improper dressing. so I can't have that. So if you want like a plain black white sports bra, you can get it from H&M, women's section, obviously, in the sports gym sports section. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they are, and they're comfortable.
They are comfortable.
They're really comfortable.
I mean, Nike one today just because I went to the gym. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going outside, I'm gonna wear it.
But H&M some of those one. Nike ones are compressed as well. They flatten.
Yeah, but after a while,
it gets loose.
I've had this one for a while.
It gets loose. I'm done. And boxers.
I get most of my boxers from Primark.
Primark boxes are good, you know.
Yeah, I get most of them from Primark.
Like I get the black, just like standard just black ones. Yeah, black ones.
I got a couple Calvin Klein ones for when I'm going outside.
Mm.
And I think that's it. I think that one. Oh yeah, I got a pack from Sainsbury's because I went out and I didn't have. I went to Somerset and I forgot to pack boxes, so I got a pack from Sainsbury's. They've been quite good. I got a pack from H&M too.
How was that?
Rubbish.
H&M. I don't really like, except for the sports bra, I don't really like H&M. I think H&M has fallen off quite a bit.
Yeah, they have.
I get Calvin Klein boxes for when I'm going out. One time I bought some boxes from Asda George. Okay.
Is that right? It's not like
better
than Primark, though.
It's not
better
than Primark.
It's not better than Primark. And there's a website called End. Designer boxes are always on sale. Right now, you can get a pack of polo ones. Mm-hmm. End clothing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got a pack of polo ones. Mm-hmm. I think they're £23 at the moment.
How many in the pack?
I think there's three in the pack. Okay. Yeah, three. There was three in the pack. Right, yeah.
Because Calvin Klein is that £30 more, for free.
More. Yeah, Calvin Klein is more.
So. Yeah.
One thing about me, I'm going to buy the sale. One thing about me, I'm going to buy the sale.
What's it called? You always like register for like...
Yeah, all my emails in the promotion section is sale. One thing about me, I'm going to buy the sale.
That's good, you know. That's
I'm not buying that for the price.
I always miss a sale. I never miss a sale. And I always have
all my Instagram ads are sale.
Is it?
I said this weekend, Matches Fashions is having a samples. Is it a sample sale? Apparently they've gone down under now.
Matches?
So yeah, they're having a sale. But apparently the men's section is not amazing, but... You can still find
it never
bits.
Is. I feel like when it comes to clothes, like I feel like, as I said, like women have more options and we don't have a lot. Because what do we wear really? Just trial and shorts.
Whenever we're going out, yeah, and I put in a group chat or someone puts in a group chat, what are you guys wearing? I always say to myself afterwards, what's the point? Because you're going to say t-shirt and trousers or shirt and trousers. Like, we're going to say the same thing every single time. So like, what is the point in asking?
That's so true, you know.
We might throw a little vest in there every now and then. But it's still going to be the same thing.
We need to just start saying casual or just like not casual. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's what we mean.
There's no point, really.
No one's coming to say, I'm wearing this pink dress. Whatever bag.
With frills or something. Yeah. Like, no one is saying that. No. Or cut out.
T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
T-shirt and trial.
That's literally all I wear. Like, I couldn't even tell you. Like, when everybody asks me, I'm just like, okay, black trousers, black top.
That is a uniform, child. In different varieties.
That is my uniform. And I wear black quite often. I'm trying to, this summer, I want to, you know, bring in some colour. But, God, we'll see, man.
Okay.
If things are not inspiring,
I've been told not to dress like a quirky person this summer.
What would you define as quirky?
I don't think I've dressed that quirky. But I think every now and then, I might have like a little colour trowel or something like that.
Yeah.
Like an orange trouser that I've got.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks.
But those orange trousers that you took to Ghana?
Yeah.
Those trousers are lit. Sorry.
I think they're so comfortable.
I thought
you
looked great that day.
But the women in my life have been at their butters. Every single one of them said at their butters.
You lot don't
I still wearing
things.
It. I was wearing it today even.
You lot
went
don't
to
know,
the shop.
You not to the shop. You lot don't know good things. That's what I'm going to say. Because I don't know if quirky is the word to describe.
My dress is not quirky.
But yeah, I don't think you dress quirky.
No.
But I don't think you dress like a nigga either.
Honey has been saying that I have lately. Honey was like, you really look a stud now. She's like, you look like a stud.
Do you know what? It's because you might throw on a hat.
If you're wearing a hat and jeans.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Then you kind of like, you know, the nigga. If you're wearing anything else, I don't think you're a nigga. I don't think you do if you're wearing anything else.
I'm just feeling like I'm just me.
Just normal. I don't think I dress quirky. I think I dress... some wavy, but I don't think.
Yeah,
quirky.
I think that your hipster has kind of merged with something else now.
Yeah, it has.
Before because I say like your ankle swing on.
That's your influence, I would say.
Yeah, yep. What the merging with something
nigger.
It's a daily paper. You can't be a hipster of daily paper, can you?
You can't. No, you can't. You're just black.
That's a nigger dressing.
Yeah, yeah, but it has definitely evolved, I would say, because when I was younger, I used to be wearing the creepers and skinny jean. Dr. Martin shoes, like not just because nowadays I wear Dr. Martin shoes if I'm wearing a suit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're going out.
Back then, I used to wear Dr. Martin shoes everywhere, the low flat ones everywhere. So it's definitely changed. But I do like my sense of style. Mm-hmm. I do like that it's a bit of a merge between the both because that's me. I'm blackety black, but also I'm a little bit queer.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to be using the term queer anymore.
Why?
Because I feel like right now I'm a lesbian. I feel like before I was just like, okay, there might be a small like 2% of me that I don't think it's gonna happen. It's quite unlikely, but I thought there was like at least a 2% that could. There's no two. I've had to really think about it. There's no 2%.
No, just lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
Love that for you. I'm still gay. I'm still gay.
Yeah, I could use gay too.
Yeah, lesbian's just a bit harsh.
It is a bit harsh, but I'm gay. But also, yeah, let's talk about our skincare routine because, I think my skin's been looking amazing lately, and it's because I've been using this new brand called Vida.
Is it VEDA?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah, because you didn't come to this event. So we got invited to a screening. Mm-hmm. I thought it was called Earth something, Earth Mum, something like that. And they gave it in the goodie bag. They gave samples in the goodie bag. And I used it and I fell in love.
So you bought it some afterwards?
I bought some.
So the goodie bag thing works, boy. People be buying it afterwards.
It works. It works. Okay. It worked with me. I bought it and it's completely changed my life.
Vida.
Yeah.
No, I don't change, boy.
I know.
I don't really change myself. Well, I do change, but...
But you use different things.
I use different things. I start off with Ren toner.
Mm-hmm. Expensive.
And then it's quite a bit. But I mean, look fantastic. Do 20% off all the time.
Okay.
And then after that, I follow with kombucha essence.
What the hell is that?
A primer. You know when girls wear makeup and they have a primer? That like, sucks in them.
Oh, it's
one for the skincare. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I use a serum.
Mm.
At the moment, I'm using a... What's he using right now? I'm using a Glossier serum. I think Super Bounce.
Glossier, okay.
Super Bounce serum. And followed by Face Gym Vitamin C Oil.
Yep.
Followed by Weleda Moisturizer.
How many steps is this now? Five?
A few.
Mm-hmm. God.
Followed by... It's what it's meant to be SPF, but I haven't used SPF for like 2 months.
Yeah, we need to be using SPF. Yeah. I always... Do you know what it is? It's because I'll buy the SPF. Do I use it? Once I get to my moisturizer...
Because it feels like it's too shiny.
Yeah.
But there is a SPF from Glossier called mm-hmm. Super Gloop. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. But it's not too much.
Yeah.
Like, you can go over everything. It's fine. And it's also... There doesn't leave a white cast as well.
Yeah.
It's see-through. So, normally, that's the one I buy. And mm-hmm. I don't know why I haven't bought it as of recently, but that's normally the one I buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget to take care of your lips, too.
Yeah. What do you do to take care of your lips?
I've got, like, a lip scrub. I've got a few lip scrubs, mm-hmm. random ones, from the Glossary.
Mm-hmm.
Glossary have lip scrubs. Obviously, you normally use the Glossary as well.
The oil.
After the moisturiser.
Yeah.
But I've run out.
Mm-hmm.
But because they saw that I've run out, they sent enough.
They sent more. We love that.
But the Glossary, make sure you use the Glossary. Black on business.
Yeah, we're using it.
We're using it.
I love the Glossary. Mine ran out and I said,
I think it's like £40.
Yeah, it's £40. It's £40 for one small. It's worth
but
it.
But it is worth it though. It's really good. Yeah.
It's worth it. And then, I've been using Urban Vida. I use like everything. So I use their facial wash, like the cleanser, which is amazing. And I use their scrub and it to exfoliate my skin. And like I've had ingrown hair problems for time and it's completely like smoothened out. Like Urban Vida.
I'm screaming! But the name sounds black owned, did it?
It's Urban. I don't know.
It's Vida.
Urban Vida.
V-E-E-D-A.
V-E-D-A, yeah. Urban Vida.
Oh, I've got something from theirs. I've got something from them.
Yeah.
I haven't used it though.
You should use it. It's really good. So I use the face scrub and then I use a toner and then I use a oil. I use my moisturizer as well. I still use...
Did I not go to this event? Because I have this.
No, you didn't go.
Why do I have this?
Maybe you got it from a... Did you get a sample?
No, I've got a big one.
You got a big one?
Yeah.
Maybe you got it somewhere else. Another event.
I feel like they sent this in the post.
You think so? Mm.
Mm.
It's a good...
I've got quite a few of their things. I've got quite a few of their things. You haven't used it? Never used it.
Oh. You should... Well, you've got a lot of skincare stuff.
I've got
skincare. You're
going
to have to add to 10 million products that she uses already.
Mm.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but yeah, that's our skincare routine. Look after your skin, guys. Look after your face. Look after your body. Make sure you exfoliate. Exfoliate is like really important, guys.
Mass presenting women, drink some water,
drink water
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Drink water.
Hydration.
The thing about drinking water, it's really good for you down below as well.
I ain't never got a complaint ever.
If you drink a lot of water, your down below tastes better.
It does.
They keep talking about pineapple. Drink water. Pineapple's not always ripe.
Yeah.
Just drink some water, okay?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah. Also, I bought a tongue scraper.
Tongue scraper. Mm-hmm. Changes the game, that was.
That is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, buy a tongue scraper. Hygiene is very important. And brush your teeth in the evening as well, not just the morning, because when you wake up, it's still fresh. Mm-hmm. It's still fresh, but yeah.
Tongue scraper
changes the
game. Honestly, game changer, because there's still, even after you brush your teeth, there's still gunk.
Yeah, when you use a tongue scraper, the first time you use a tongue scraper, I was like,
wow.
There's a lot of things in there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you have to. Your breath smells better. Yeah. Like, all that stuff. So
Does smell better. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's our, you know, we like to look after ourselves. Also, I need to get my nails done as well. I'm going to get my nails done after gym because I still haven't got the, did you get the gel off?
It's looking chipped. I've been talking about nails.
Mine looks crung. Yeah, I need to get my nails done. So I'm going to try and keep that regular.
I'm gonna come with you because I need to get this done.
Yeah, we're going out tonight, so we need to need to look good.
Yeah, if I'm a mask babe, it's okay to get take care of yourself.
Yes, even for men, like I watch like Hailey Bailey from Chloe and Hailey.
Her man DJ.
Yeah, he goes and he gets his toes done. Yeah. He gets his hands done. Even for men, go and do it. Mm-hmm. Look after.
There's nothing gay about it. Okay?
It's not gay to look after yourself. The way I need to do my foot needs to be scrubbed, yeah? It needs to be scraped and scrubbed, okay? Like, that's important. But we've got some dilemmas. We've got a few dilemmas. People have really been sending.
Oh, guys, whenever you send dilemmas, you always start off with, like, you know, Rose said that it shouldn't be too long. Thanks for acknowledging that I said it shouldn't be too long.
You are so funny.
However, it's okay to give us context. This don't give us a huge essay. It can be long enough. Yeah. But just don't give it like, I shouldn't be scrolling for seconds. You know, that's all.
Oh, this one's a bit of trigger warning for this one. Sexual assault. Hey guys, just want to say I love the pod and y'all are doing great. My dilemma is about my girlfriend lesbian relationship. Trigger warning, sexual assault. We've been together for a little over 2 years and we're so in love. We always say to each other how this is our healthiest relationship ever. Sometimes it's like we share a brain. That's so cute. She's so given. She's so given, funny and compassionate. We've both been with other women sexually before, but we are the first women we've been in relationships with. When she was around 16, 17 years old, she was assaulted by a man in her church community. And since, of course, it was non-consensual, it really tainted her view on sex. That was one of her first sexual encounters. People in her church found out and shamed her, making her feel it was her fault, and the whole ordeal was very traumatic. Now she's 24, I'm 22, and it still has an effect on her. But now it has an effect on us as a couple because our sex life is lacking. We didn't have sex until more than a year into our relationship, which for me was a long time. I have a very high sex drive and I would never force her to have sex, but I always noticed that whenever we'd make out or even engage in other sexual activities and things started to get steamy, she'd pull away and want to stop. She has spoken to me about times before we met where she thought that she might be asexual, but she realized that it was trauma from the assault. I noticed that our sex life was lacking before she told me about the assault, but after I learned this info, I understood and I had a lot of sympathy. I told her that I don't ever want to do something that may trigger her and that we should move on her own time. Apart from foreplay and making out, we've had what I consider to be sex 3 times in 2 years we've been together. They have all been great, which is why I want more! Even though I told her that we should move on her own time, I feel that I'm starting to regret that because we're still not having as much sex as I'd like. I did bring it up again after she told me about the assault and she responded saying that maybe this is the time that we should discuss bringing a third into our sex lives. We have briefly talked about this before, but I don't feel that's a solution for our sex lives specifically. Before I invite anyone else into our bedroom, I want to have sex with her and get to know her body myself. How should I go about talking to her about this? I really see us together for a long time, and she says so too. I don't want this to be a continuing thing in our relationship because I love her so much. Thanks for your help. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for sending in this dilemma as well. Like, it just shows how much you care about this girl and how much you love this girl. And it's hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to her when she was in the church and everything like that. And to anyone else who might be triggered by that, like, we're sending love to you guys as well. And because it's something that happens. Do you know what I'm saying?
Often. It's common.
But I think that she shouldn't forget she's got needs. You've got needs as well. Like, understandably, she's got trauma to work through, but it's her responsibility to work through the trauma. Like, she needs to get the help she needs to get.
Therapy.
And you can't really move forward into relationships if you haven't dealt with your own shit first.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're a place of comfort to her and it feels like you're a safe space to her, but that can't be all on you. Do you know what I'm saying? She needs to be her own safe space, her own comfort. She needs therapy.
She needs therapy. And obviously, like, I completely sympathize with what she has gone through, what she's had to deal with, what she's still dealing with today. And I do think that she needs to work through it with a professional. That's really important. She needs to work through it. But also, I feel like everybody has needs. And unfortunately, like, this is such a sensitive, you know, topic, but you also have needs too. Mm. And sex is a big part of a relationship. I don't think we should deny that. It's not the most important thing, but it's a huge part of a relationship. I think that before you guys move forward, she definitely needs to get professional help and try and work through it before you can see if you're going to, because if she doesn't, this could be you lot's future, where you're not having as much sex as you want to have and you can't really say anything because it's so sensitive.
Yeah, and I think habits that have been there for 2 years, it's going to be hard to overcome. Yeah. I always say, we get two and a half year mark, yeah. It gets hard. Mm. That's when your real problems start. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of relationships fail at that time because you've been together for long enough to know. Like, at this point, if the habits are made, it's going to be so hard for it to go backwards.
It's hard for it to break.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like you want to break up with them.
Absolutely not. They seem like they're in love.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that you should break up with them. But what I would say is you need to encourage your babes to go and get help now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing's going to change.
I think that's the first step. That's all we can say that might lead to things changing with her. You know, how she sees her own body, how she sees how she views sex and how she views sex with you and all that stuff. Mm. But the first step is definitely seeking some help.
For real. I think that this person have done their own, what they can do by saying that we can be on your terms. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When you start saying something in a relationship and things the other person's not doing their part, you start to grow resentment. Mm. And it seems like this is going to turn into resentment if they don't do their part and get help.
Yeah.
Their help is for themselves, but also ultimately it will be helping relationship as a secondary.
Yeah.
So you've done your part, they need to do theirs.
Yeah.
And bring in a third, absolutely not.
I'm glad that you flagged absolutely that. Not. I'm glad that you yourself flagged that because that is not a solution. That is 100% not a solution. Where there's a problem, you know, there sexually, and you're bringing a third as to, you know, just putting a plaster over a wound is not actually like treating it. So I think, yeah, don't do that.
Absolutely. Not a third.
No. And it's going to create problems.
Yeah. Like, that's the least, the last thing you don't need to be doing. You're right. You need to learn each other's bodies first before you can bring a third. If that's what you want to do in the future, then fair enough. Mm-hmm. But right now, no.
Yeah, absolutely not. I hope that helps.
I hope so.
And thank you for sending in that dilemma. Got the next one.
Another one. Hey guys, I really love your podcast. Thank you. I found it after seeing a clip on my For You page, and I'm currently working my way through binging all the episodes. There's been quite a lot of that recently. Don't worry, you've got plenty of time, but don't take too long, binge. I've just left my first real relationship. It also happened to be my first relationship with a woman. I'd always known that I liked women, but had not really dated due to a traumatic talking period. The relationship lasted for a year. We broke up on pretty amicable terms, but I'm devastated. I didn't initiate the breakup. She broke up with me because she told me that I hurt her, that it hurt her to know that I was hurting because she couldn't show up the way I needed. I really miss her. She mentioned hoping that I would be open to trying again, but I told her that I needed time and space because I knew it was for the best. I'm worried that I may be letting my one go, or that even if she isn't my one, by the time I've healed, I would be running out of time. I'm 27. Should I just put myself out there or focus and put myself back together? Please help.
Focus on putting yourself back together.
Yeah.
You can't be, if your cup is empty, like, what do you have to give to anybody else? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like people do this thing where, like, they are, you know, half full, or they don't have enough of themselves because they are not healed, and they go into relationships, and because they are not whole, they are not complete, it brings issues in a relationship, whether that's jealousy, whether that's just like not being good at conflict, a variety of different things. I just think that you need to be whole, you need to be complete before you go to somebody else, because somebody else cannot complete you. You are a whole person. So you need to do that work on yourself first before you get with somebody else. I think that's the least that we could all do. You know,
I was gonna be shady, but yeah, what Lena said.
supposed to be helping people. What's your problem?
Oh, we're going to be shitty towards you. It's a real life situation. Basically, work on yourself. don't mask how you're feeling. Don't get under somebody to get over somebody. Because eventually, it's going to show that you still have feelings. The other person is going to go and heal and move on. Mm-hmm. And you're still going to be down in the dumps, mm-hmm. acting like you've moved on. Mm-hmm. When you ain't. You're going to see them in the club by the bar and start barging them. Instead of having a good time. That's my advice. Should we go to the next dilemma?
We hope that helps.
No, but that as well. Also, 27, like,
If it's meant to be, right, it'll be.
Yeah. With the 27 person. Is not too old.
It's not too old.
Please, 27 is not old. Trust me, it's not old. Look, like, you've got time here. To find out. Enjoy your 20s. One thing about me, I would tell everyone to enjoy their 20s.
Yeah, enjoy your 20s. Like, even if it's like after 25, still be enjoying it. It doesn't mean you're old, you know?
In all seriousness, heal.
You've got your whole life.
Shade, but all seriousness, just heal.
Just heal. Everybody needs to heal.
Yeah. And have fun, man. Whatever's going to come your way is going to come your way. Yeah.
Don't dwell on that too much. Okay. Next dilemma. Hey, Nana and Ro, hope you're good. Another brilliant episode yesterday. I love your podcast and genuinely look forward to the next episode every week. I've been openly gay for the last 12 years, but joined the Mask Presenting Club 3 months ago. It's been a journey. But to be honest, your podcast has been a virtual source of support and guidance. And even though we've never met, I can't help but feel like you two have been a part of that journey through the podcast. Aww. So personally, I would like to thank you. Don't ever underestimate the power of your podcast, and long may Tutus continue. Eagerly awaiting episode 200.
Period.
I wanted to reach out to you about the dilemma in yesterday's episode. Again, not to bore you too much with my life story, but I was in an emotionally abusive relationship, and as a result, I fell out of contact with pretty much all of my friends, all of my friends, including my friends in the queer community. So I really sympathize with her there regarding how to actually get out there and meet/connect with other queer people. I say all of this to say, I wonder if through the power of social media/your matchmaking skills, you could connect to us in some way or drop her.
Oh, that'd be nice. Okay.
And tell her that if she'd like to connect, that I would be down. Thought I'd shoot my shot. You never know. And one final thing. I'm trying to acquire stud/mass presenter friends, but as a socially anxious introvert, I just couldn't bring myself to go to SNL 2 by myself. Hopefully next time. But if you have any suggestions as how to help, I would be grateful. Greatly appreciate it. Terribly sorry for the dissertation, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
It was in dissertation.
It was great. It was great.
Dissertation, trust me.
So they want matchmaking.
Okay, I think that's really nice that you want us to hook you up with that person. So we're gonna message them and ask if they mind if we pass you emails on.
Yeah.
So we can look out for that, and we'll let you know what they say.
Yeah.
And also, Stud Needs Love, you should have come, man. I think that was a space for you
to meet new people.
There's a lot of different faces there. And everybody was on good vibes. It was very friendly. I think that you should have come, but that's understandable. Mm-hmm. But also, like, meeting mass presenting friends, social media is your friend. If you're somebody who's, like, a bit socially awkward and da-da-da-da, I think that social media is your friend, because at the end of the day, if someone doesn't respond, you can just act like it didn't happen.
That part?
Yeah. Just act like it didn't happen. You can unsend and unfollow if you want to. But yeah, I do think that a lot of people do want mass presenting friends, you know?
Mm.
And I feel like when you see a group of friends like ours, it's kind of like, oh, it's hard.
They're
to
already
get in.
A friendship.
And
I understand
it can give like a cliquey kind of vibe and stuff like that. But there are more people that are looking for mass friends than are like us that has a group of mass friends. There's so many like singles that are looking for a community.
That's true.
So I definitely think that everyone should just follow Courtney, OG Courts.
Yep.
And hopefully there'll be more SNL2s to come.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a speed dating event. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though it's for dating people, I do think we should probably have a mixer at the end of it. So everyone can meet everyone, to be friends. So we're definitely going to make that happen. We used to have something called Queer Mingle, but somebody fucked up our relationship with Box Park, so that don't happen anymore. And we do you know what I'm saying? We're gonna facilitate some spaces for that to happen. Mm-hmm. But social media is your friend for now.
Yeah.
Or mask meetup. There's something called mask meetup.
Yeah, but they're
not taking it in new members at the moment.
Yeah, no, they said that it's taking a while to process the new ones. Okay. But Mask Meetup, follow Mask Meetup on Instagram. Before SNL, we all went for drinks and we played games. And it was like, I was late, so I don't think I met anybody new because I was late. But I did see a lot of new faces that I hadn't seen before. They do things like go-karting, climbing, they're going out to dinner soon. Like, that is a really, really good... Thanks for Network. Reminding me about that one, Adobe. But that's a really, really good one. Mask Meetup. Mm-hmm. I was on Instagram. Follow them. That's by Reese and Alex. Shout out to you guys. And yeah, that's really good. That's a really good place. Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope that helps.
Yeah, I hope that helps. I just want to sidebar, quickly say this. Like, I don't know if this girl watches this podcast, but recently a girl strategically positioned herself like on Instagram, so I went to talk to her. Was talking. She was too young for me, and I was just like, I told her she was too young for me, right? But we kept on talking because she was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she opens her Instagram because like it was on private, and obviously I go through like her highlights and stuff. She was mad young, so I stopped responding, but I had the intention of going back and responding. Mm-hmm. And then when I went back, which was like very late, very, very late, okay. She had deactivated. And I really feel bad about that. Till this day.
Nana's mentioned this about 2 weeks ago, so she really feels bad about this.
I feel really, really bad about that because I don't want her to think that I think she's unattractive or anything like that. It wasn't that. It was just that she looked young and she is young and that's okay. But I don't want that to, you know...
To affect her,
you know, her confidence or her self-esteem or anything like that. Mm. So if she sees this...
I hope you see this, girl.
I hope you see this. Yeah. And I think you're really cool and I think you're really lovely.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more dilemma. Mm-hmm. This one is quite long. But it's okay.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm still gonna read it anyway. It's okay. I'm still gonna read it anyway. Hey, Tutu's familiar. Hey, disclaimer, happy for you to share everything. Da, da, da. Okay, cool. Anyways, hi, greetings and blessings. I'll try not to make this long. Eek, you made it longer. A few episodes ago, you both mentioned having neurodivergent symptoms or traits. I just have a disclaimer. Me and Anna spoke about this the other day. Anna says I don't have any, so let's just drop me out. It's just all out.
She's too sharp to be having anything.
I'm looking at getting an official diagnosis. Good to get on from a clinical psychiatrist, but also want you to know that a self-diagnosis is also enough for your truth.
True.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, my dilemma is, as someone who is neurodivergent, specifically ADHD, anxiety, and depression, I also think I'm autistic, but that's another layer I can't mentally deal with adjusting to at the moment. I've recently struggled a lot with dating and maintaining a romantic relationship. I've recently become single after a short relationship where the individual whispered sweet somethings in my ears, pursued me, and I in turn liked them, and shortly after they asked me to be their girlfriend. We became exclusive. Cut to a month later, after I noticed a shift in their energy towards me and me initiating a conversation about how things had changed, they claimed they were not now ready for a relationship and want to focus on themselves. I was of course pissed, because why ask to be in a committed relationship so soon if you wasn't sure on whether this would be the year you want to focus on yourself? Now, don't get me wrong, everyone is allowed to have a change of mind or heart, but when it is at the detriment of someone's feelings, it is really a sticky one, and then refusing to take accountability and further trying to gaslight me too. Anyways, my feelings were of course hurt, especially because dating for me is hard. Even at 35 going on 36, I have struggled with putting myself out there. I have a cute face, curvy waist, in shape.
Jeez.
Okay, girl.
Bars.
Shout out to Miss Elliot. Yep. And on the outside, people would consider me an extrovert, but I have social anxiety. Approaching women at an event immediately scares me. I process information differently. I can be scatty at times, but I'm super self-aware. I'm awkward, but also equally warm too. I get overwhelmed with responding to text messages. I can have dopamine highs days and also experience extremely low mood days. Mm-hmm. It's ADHD.
It's given ADHD, yeah. Sounds like me.
I get distracted a lot and suffer from exhaustion and require alone time to re-energize, and also want to be in a wholesome, loving and committed relationship. But I look at all of the bad things and think I'm a walking disaster for a relationship, and explaining my neuro fabulous mind is becoming harder and harder every day. By the way, I've been and done the dating apps, still on them now, very close to deleting my profile again. Delete, girl.
They're not in there.
I say all of that to say this. Do you have any advice, big or small, for me and others who are neurodivergent and have a disability when it comes to dating and maintaining relationships, and how to be open about having ADHD? Struggles and blessings in all.
Especially as I still think there's still stigma around ADHD. It's not just being hyperactive or inattentive. There's so much more to it. FYI, because I want to be petty and block blessings, my ex mentioned that she might be a guest on your show in the future.
Who's the ex?
Who's that? Hey, I like this.
Okay.
She's a known advocate for young girls in the youth community. Now, if you are decided to not have her on the pod anymore, I won't be mad at you. You know, LOL, I'm playing. I'm petty, but not that petty. LOL. Or am I? Thanks for reading my dilemma. And I appreciate the platform you both have created for us UK peers, UK queers, lesbians and gays. Keep going and spreading the message. Love and blessings always.
That is hilarious.
Mango. They said they're happy for them. For
thank you, Mango.
Thank you, Mango.
Appreciate you, babe. That's so interesting. I think it's so hard to answer that question because as someone who thinks they might have ADHD, who's very quite sure that they have ADHD, I have noticed that my communication sometimes, especially in a romantic sense, is not the greatest, especially like in a text form. Like I'm definitely better in person. So I find that's hard. So I don't know how to go about it because I'm not the type of person who'd be just like, look at me, I've got ADHD. Like, and I don't even have a diagnosis. But even if I did, I don't think I'd be the type of person to be like,
people that are doing that don't have diagnosis. Not official ones anyway.
Yeah, but I just don't think that's like,
you just don't want that to be part of your personality.
No, I don't. Like, it's not even like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But I just don't want it to be like a character trait, you know? So I think that's... But I do feel like, obviously, with this situation in terms of, like, her being with this girl, like, do you think, you know, the way you are contributed to this person saying, actually, no, I don't want to be with you? Or, like, what? Because for me, that's unclear for me. Like, if it was just like... Obviously, people are allowed to change their minds. But I don't know if that person was being 100% honest.
Do you know what? I think that you feeling like this might be down to a newer diversity and things like that is valid. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the case here. I think that person just tapped.
Yeah.
I think the person just didn't know what they wanted. I think that they rushed into something that they weren't ready for and that has nothing to do with you.
I don't think it does.
Yeah. I don't think it doesn't. Like, I've been with people who are neurodiverse. Mm-hmm. And I think that... I maneuvered through that by doing research online. Mm-hmm. I went online and I'll type questions like how to be a good partner to somebody who has ADHD or how do you support this person and stuff like that. And I implemented them into my relationship. Mm-hmm. And also I try to see them. So I try to see what the ADHD is. Like I need to see, obviously they are always going to be ADHD or whatever, autistic or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But I try to figure out what parts of their personality is affected by it.
Yeah.
And try to give grace there. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't always perfect. No. Do you know what I'm saying? It wasn't always perfect, but I was committed to that. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think if you're gonna be with somebody, they need to be committed to that.
Yeah, and I think you definitely need to be having conversations. Like, as much as you might not want to say, hey, look at me, I got ADHD, but it's just something that you would speak about. Like, you would speak about something else if you had another condition or something, because it affects you in a way. Mm. It affects your quality of life. So it's just something that you have to have a conversation about. Like, look, this, I have this, and it might make me act like this, or it might make me do this, which is, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with that. No. Like, there's actually nothing wrong with, like, being autistic, having ADHD. It's not, I think that there's so much emphasis and pressure on people who are neurodiverse of them being different. Mm. But even people who are neurotypical are different.
Exactly.
Everyone is different.
Some of these things even overlap.
Yeah, they even overlap. And I feel like I think a lot of people looking for ways to label themselves or find out the way they think or why their brain works the way it does. Mm-hmm. I think it provides answers to you, but I don't think it should impact how you live your life.
But also, it doesn't really provide solutions either. It just gives you understanding. Do you know what I mean? And then that's the same way as talking to someone about like what you go through and what you experience. That gives them understanding. It's the same way. Same. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no solution to this. Like, you being, which I think is a bit cute, scatty and all these things, like, you know, that's just like a part of you. And anybody that comes into your life, you know, they're kind of just gonna have to like accept you as you are. Like, because there's loads of people who are even scatty that don't even
I'm not gonna lie, my neurodiverse person that I was with,
she was scatty,
and I prefer the word quirky.
Yeah.
I prefer to call them quirky rather than scatty. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Obviously, you're calling yourself scatty. That's not when you go. But
I mean, there's just nothing wrong with all these things. Like, I think all these things make a person, and it's fine. Yeah. Someone's going to like you or they're not going to like you. You're going to like them or they're not going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think if someone comes to me and says that they've got something, I don't. Okay, let's get to know you then. Do you know what I'm saying? But this person is tapped.
Yeah,
that person is tapped.
Well, they might be coming on the podcast, so not fuck them. But like,
I wonder who it is. Yeah, we don't have that many guests. They might have lied to you because we don't have that many. We don't. Okay, let me be real about guests. Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't listen to the episode of guests. You lot prefer it when it's just the two of us.
Which so like she said,
yeah. Like, and the thing is, so people do. I'm not gonna say no one listens. People do listen to guests. Yeah, but so we've taken that on board and we've tried not to have too many guests. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we've had the part of the year where there's a lot of guests. Moving forwards, we're gonna have them every now and then. So we don't have that many guests into the future. Yeah. I can think there's only two.
Yeah.
And none of them. Oh, does that one work?
You think you know who it is?
I think
we're gonna figure it out.
We'll figure it out, yeah. But one of them definitely has a girlfriend, so it's not her.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one, oh, it's gonna be bait there if it's the one. But you baited them out. It's so fine. Yeah. But that guess I want to ask them if they work with kids or whatever. What would they do? I don't think they do. They work in the creative field. So no. Mm. Anyway, Sha.
Yeah, we have to go.
We have to go soon. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for your dilemma. We hope that answers the question. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you just delete the apps. Delete the apps. Go to Coca-Cola. You babe not being Coca-Cola.
I don't know. That's not good advice.
I know, in all seriousness, go into queer spaces. I'm not gonna lie to you, being 35, everyone's young in queer spaces.
That's the problem.
But then again, we're in queer spaces, so your age mates are there. Go on social media. I think we need to make this event happen.
Yeah, come to our event.
Our events just have people of age.
Yeah,
and I think that this speed dating event, we need to make it happen.
We will,
like, speed dating, mix and mingle. And I think we're gonna have an age limit on that.
Absolutely.
I said 25 plus, but I'm thinking maybe 28 plus.
Yeah. Well,
27? We'll see.
Definitely 25 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. There are more dilemmas, but we'll get to them next week. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sending them in because we love it.
We love it.
I feel like we like answering those questions.
Keep sending us dilemmas.
I'm always going to complain that they're too long, but send it anyway.
We'll read them anyway.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you use hashtag Tutu's Podcast Conversation on Twitter, rate and review us at Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Like, comment, subscribe. TikTok, shout out to you lot. Yeah. You've been giving us engagement.
Popping.
And until next week,
peace.